Welcome to the PodFi Daily Update, the daily crypto podcast brought to you by the team at BSC News. Here's your host, Tom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to PodFi. Firstly, for the people that are listening live, apologies, we are a little bit late starting. My dog heard a little something outside, and she was woofing very, very loudly at it. It might have just been a leaf rustling. You might hear her in the background of this, but yeah. At the time that we were supposed to start or go live, she was really, really woofing loudly. And obviously we wouldn't want that in the recording that goes out on all the platforms. I know it's been a little bit of time since the last update. However, here we are. So we are geared up for a very exciting week here at BSC News. So firstly, the first thing that I'd like to mention is tomorrow. So on October the 18th at 7 p.m. UTC, we have a Twitter space with the one and only, the heavyweight or the king of audits, Certik, which should be very exciting indeed. They're sponsoring our very popular event, Battle of the Dapps, which I'll get onto a little bit more soon. But it'll be really, really interesting talking to Certik tomorrow, just over a day's time. I first heard of Certik, I think it was during when Shiba Inu was getting an audit with them. And there was a lot of sort of FUD around Shiba. You know, why is it taking so long with Shiba? So I'm going to ask them about, you know, well, that basically, because that's sort of how I first heard of them. I think a lot of other people as well. And I'm not sure if Certik would be so popular now as like a mainstream gold standard auditor in the blockchain space if it wasn't for all the sort of Shiba Inu stuff. Anyway, we have got the Battle of the Dapps coming up as well. The first round is just around the corner on October the 19th at 7 p.m. UTC. So just a day after, 24 hours after we speak to Certik, we're going to be doing round one of Battle of the Dapps. And that'll be with ApeSwap, BSC Station, and also CoinRacer. So that's something certainly to look forward to as well. In terms of this week with the BSC News NFT, again, we've got an action-packed week coming up. Tomorrow is the day when DG Pals airdrop their DG eggs to all holders, and you must make sure that you've made an account on dgpals.io. Otherwise, your assets will essentially be sent into the void, the crypto void. So make sure, please, that you've created an account on dgpals.io, and you'll be absolutely fine to receive the assets. And my dog's making some noise now, so sorry if you hear some strange noises in the background. She sounds like a bit of a moaning teenager. And also, a couple more of our partnership perks. We are announcing a couple of new ones this week, which will be very good. And I'm just going to quickly run through all of the partnership perks. So the BSC News NFT, as I'm sure you're aware, I've mentioned it quite a few times, an NFT that you hold, and it gives you perks not just across the whole BNB chain, but across many other different chains, and also in real life as well. And obviously we do have the premium news and media, and also the gaming guild. So we have ApeSwap, CoinRacer, XWorld Games, Homie Wars, MicroPets, Ten Finance, Richquack, Everdome, I'm looking forward to that one, Dark Frontiers, X Metaverse, DigiPals, Dino X, which we are actually doing an ongoing sort of promotion with them now, where you'll be able to receive in-game assets and also their Genesis or Gen 1 eggs, which I think cost, it's around, might be 2,500 Dino or something like that, but they're reasonably, well, relatively, well, pricey NFTs that you'll be able to, so they're raffling them off to 50 people that basically play the game that, and also hold the BSC News NFT. So that's something worth looking forward to as well. Then CryptoSnack, Polygod, NFTB, we've had quite a few sort of promotions with them. Epic Battle Arena, Lights Out BSC, and also Bit Hotel. They've got an enhanced staking section on their website for us now as well. So if you do hold the Bit Hotel native token, which I think is called BTH, you can stake it on their website. There are a number of different pools that you can choose from, and their standard APY, so it's auto compounding, is around 11%. However, if you hold the BSC News NFT, that goes up to 20%. 5%. And also, if you hold a BAB token or a Binance account bound token, BABT token, or just BABT, you'll be able to mint on Rareboard exclusively for a price of 0.3 BNB as opposed to 0.4. And that's just on Rareboard. So if you hold the, if you hold the BAB token, you can mint the NFT on rareboard.com/BSCNewsNFT for 0.3 BNB as opposed to 0.4. We're also listed on Binance NFT as well. I think on their marketplace for 0.4 BNB, but then obviously people can use their secondary market there and list for whatever they want. However, I do understand that Binance NFT and also Binance, if it's not Binance.us, does cut obviously the whole of the US out of that. So Rareboard is easily accessible, and also you can get it for 0.3 if you hold the BAB token. In terms of the macro situation at the moment with crypto, it's been reasonably quiet. I think a lot of people, this is my personal opinion, are sort of waiting to see what happens with the number of inflation, the inflation data, CPI data, that sort of thing, to see what's happening with the world. Because banks recently, I think JP Morgan and also Chase, they increased their risk of recession, or an upcoming recession, from about, I think, 10 percentage points. You know, one of them, again, I think this is correct. This is sort of what I remember from a little news report, something from, 15 to 25%, and also 25% to 35%, or something along those lines. So a lot of people are, to an extent, expecting recession. There's some news come out as well about banks holding a lot of cash at the moment, as opposed to assets. And I think that's a lot the same with crypto as well. No one's really buying at the moment because, we're worried what's going to happen in the future. Obviously, there's a very unstable social situation within sort of Central Europe at the moment, Central Eastern Europe. And once again, we do all hope for a peaceful and swift outcome to that. I've got a very special guest with me that I've known for quite some time through crypto. And her name is Court. Hello, Court. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much for being here. Would you be able to, just introduce yourself and perhaps say how you got into crypto?
Yeah, so I go by CourtXO, and I'm a digital portrait artist as like a hobby, I guess. I got into crypto because a friend recommended for me to actually mint my art as NFTs on crypto.com. So I did that, and that's how I got into the whole thing. Like, as time went on, I just like started learning more about it. And I actually, so it was like March whenever I minted my first NFT. And then I think maybe like April or May was the first time that I actually bought crypto, which Crow was the first one that I bought. And since then, I honestly haven't bought a lot, but yeah.
No, it's good. And I know that, you said, a friend got you into crypto. I know that obviously you're quite into, the whole Kronos space and Crow you mentioned as well. Is the friend 21 million that got you into crypto?
No.
Okay.
I actually didn't meet 21 until recently. Well, not recently. It's actually been a few months now. But yeah.
Okay. And obviously, you're a digital portrait artist. By the way, listeners, her art is up on crypto.com NFT. And what's your username on crypto.com NFT, Court, just so people can have a gander?
My name on there is CourtXO. Right now, I believe I have like one or two pieces for sale. Other than that, I haven't listed anything recently, because I am working on like a mini collection, I suppose, that will be released within an NFT project that is already well known.
Really? I didn't know anything about this. Can you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can talk about it. So
go ahead. please.
I don't know if you're familiar with the project Boomer Squad, but
of course I am. Yes, okay, Boom Rooms. Yeah.
Yeah, Boomer Squad, which is on Kronos, they are doing a thing where they created this thing called Boomer Squad Art Collection, and they did this application where like independent artists, or just like if you are looking to create a small collection or anything like that, like you can fill out the application and apply to like be within that collection. So it's like they're releasing it, but I created the pieces.
That's interesting. Okay, so it's like sort of community collections under their wing, sort of thing.
Right, which I really appreciate because you know, being an independent artist, it's like, and I'm so new to crypto and NFT, so it's like there's no way I know like everything there is to know about releasing my own project, but I think that's very helpful to people like me when it comes to this, like getting your own art and creations out there. So I really do appreciate that.
100%. Yeah, definitely. I didn't know that they were doing that. I've heard of obviously Boomer Squad. They're very, very big on Crow. And yeah, I think it's great that you've got involved with that. And one question I do have for you is the Kronos community, or the Crow community, the crypto.com community, is largely the clientele or the demographic is largely American. And I think that's because, I personally think that's because it's very accessible in America. Obviously, with Binance, you've got Binance.us, which is a sort of a fraction of what the actual whole Binance platform is. But just out of interest, why did you sort of decide to go with crypto.com and buy Crow and also mint on crypto.com NFT?
Simply because that's what was recommended to me.
Yeah.
As a platform and getting started out on, because like the person who recommended it to me, like that's what they used. So
when you first got into crypto, obviously you went to crypto.com NFT on the Kronos network, and also their crypto.com chain. Did you think that crypto.com and Kronos and the Crow chain was crypto, you know, the only thing in crypto? Or did you realize that there were, you know, hundreds, maybe if not thousands, of other chains? Or did you think, you know, everything's on Crow, let's Crow?
Oh yeah, it actually wasn't until recently that I realized like how small, I guess, or like how new Crow is. I mean, because Kronos is like a newer chain, right?
Yeah, I was the same. So I used to just do everything on exchanges, and then I wanted to buy a token that was only available on DeFi, and I remember swapping something in PancakeSwap, which, for you know, Crow listeners or whatever, you know, perhaps could be compared to VVS or Mad Meerkat or something. And doing that compared to what I was doing on the exchange was I had no idea what I was doing. You know, I swapped my tokens on PancakeSwap. You know, they didn't appear on my MetaMask wallet because I hadn't added the custom token. I just thought I'd sent my tokens into oblivion. I had no idea what was going on. I know that you say, you know, you don't do much, you know, buying and selling of crypto and things, but have you had any experience sort of in the DeFi world, you know, buying tokens, adding custom tokens and things? And what has your experience been like? And, you know, if sort of crypto was to improve as a whole, how do you think it could be better for new users and more accessible for new users?
That's a great question, because I know like absolutely nothing about DeFi, really. I have yet to get into all of that, and I don't know. I think it would be really helpful if there was like just something that like showed you how to use it. Like, what does this mean? Like, it took me a long time to like realize what a DEX even was or is, and you know, I'm still learning about everything DeFi. So yeah, if there was just something that like, or like someone who like told you like, this is for this, this is what this does, and this is what this means, and this is how you do this, I mean, I'm still lost, but, you know, I'm learning.
Yeah, it's vast. I can't remember how. I think I followed like a YouTube tutorial or just a tutorial on a website. But I specifically remember, you know, I'm ashamed to say this, but it was SafeMoon that I bought. I bought it on PancakeSwap. I didn't know what. Yeah, so I withdrew some tokens from Binance, didn't know what was going on at all. I just thought, well, this is the most untrusted thing in the world, like sending them just to a, you know, an address that's a load of numbers and letters. But now, you know, my trust in, you know, essentially Ethereum or EVM addresses is way more than any bank in the world. So it's very, very interesting to get your perspective. Cool, yeah, very interesting indeed. Also, apart from NFTs and crypto and things, you also play a very, very big part, and I think, do correct me if I'm wrong, but you're one of the founders of something called The Lobby. Would you be able to explain to us what The Lobby is?
Yes, that is correct. The Lobby is essentially a gaming community where a few of us like came together with this idea of like creating something bigger, essentially a space for everyone to come together and just chill out and play video games.
Great. And is it got anything to do with crypto or is it just video games?
We actually do. We do a lot of giveaways with crypto and NFTs.
Okay. But it was when I joined it, I think I've been in there. I think I've been in there a long time now. I don't know how long, but 4 months maybe. I thought it was a crypto community. That was, because I went on one of 21 million spaces. So for listeners listening, this 21 million person that I've mentioned a few times, I came across him in some Twitter spaces, because on the BSC News account, I often just go to random spaces, a lot of them, well, every network. And obviously Kronos is a network, so I was there, bumped into him. And then somehow, yeah, because he's part of the lobby as well. And then I ended up there, and that's how I met you, Corp. And it's been wonderful from that moment onwards. But yeah, I just thought it was a crypto sort of group when I first got there. But then, yeah, gaming galore. And what I think is really, really good about the lobby and its sort of unofficial tie to crypto is that a lot of people working in crypto, I'm not sure how well this will go down with listeners and things, but don't have many real life friends. Because it's a very isolating and lonely, well, it can be a very isolating and lonely job. Most people are just working from home. The market is open 24/7. It's completely unregulated. So you can literally sit in front of your computer as much as you want. You know, traditional markets, you know, they could open at 9 and close at 4:30, whatever. But crypto 24/7, sitting in front of your computer, it can be very, very isolating. So the lobby is a real breath of fresh air. To people, you know, looking to play computer games with each other, make friends. It's a really good place. Do you have a vanity link at all for the Discord, or how could people that are listening now that would like to, you know, join the lobby, chat a bit of crypto, and, you know, play some computer games together? How would they perhaps get involved with the community there?
Yeah, I would love for everyone or anyone to join the lobby. You can find us on Twitter at The Lobby Games, and there's a link to our Discord there because we don't have a custom link, but yeah, you can find us that way. And like you said, one thing I do love about the lobby, I've met so many great people through there, and just like being able to come to the lobby to have fun, like who doesn't want that, you know? And it's not only like for people who are into crypto or whatever. I mean, we've had people who know nothing about crypto. And I think this is also a great way to bridge like Web 2 people and Web 3 people, you know, to onboard more people.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's like, you know, the place you can ask, well, how do I do this? What on earth is a DeFi wallet? Well, how do I get into crypto? And the people there are so welcoming. And kind, and from every walk of life as well, every language, every type of person is in there, and people are always, you know, up and willing to play games. On the Discord as well, there's so many different game lists of games that you can just, you know, say, well, does anyone play this, does anyone play that, you know, looking for a group or whatever, and it's very good fun. So yeah, I like yourself, I've met a lot of very worthwhile people there, but also, you know, to an extent from a professional sense as well. I, you know, being, you know, part of BSC News, I've met some people that are, you know, perhaps run projects and things through the lobby. So yeah, I'm a big fan. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but your Twitter handle is @thelobbygames.
Yes, that is correct.
Fantastic. Well, listeners, you know, if you're interested in joining sort of a half crypt, well, a little bit of crypto, mostly gaming Discord community, go to the Twitter, and then the Twitter handle is @thelobbygames. Join the Discord, and you can tag myself there, which is @tom_defi, or tag Court and say hello. Court, if you don't mind sharing, on Discord, what is your username, just so a listener could maybe join and then say, hi Court, loved you on the podcast.
On Discord, my name is Court XO.
Sweet.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Twitter, XO. Basically anywhere, Court XO, you'll find me.
Cool. And what's good about the lobby as well, it's not a sausage fest. Like, a lot of places in crypto, just a pure sausage fest. But yeah, the lobby just has a really nice balance of everyone. And it is that sort of little bit of real life friendship and kindness in a world full of financially driven people that you need. And you also have like tournaments at the weekend and things. So I've taken part in a few ones that are, you know, Fortnite. Obviously we've done the duos, amazing. Great fun. And also Fall Guys quite a few times as well. Could you just tell us about the tournaments you host and any that are upcoming at all, and any, and also an example of the prizes people could win in these tournaments and games?
Yeah, so every so often we have gaming tournaments where we all compete for prizes such as crow. It's usually about like 200 crow, or if we have NFTs, we'll give those away sometimes. And yeah, right now we're just taking some time to like think outside of the box and get new ideas flowing. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Defo. Well, thank you very, very much, Court. I like to keep things reasonably short on this, you know, little daily podcast type thing. So, I mean, and those are all the questions that I have for you. And I think we've got a very good overview of yourself and your journey into crypto. Obviously, your NFT project, now S, projects, sorry, that's what I meant, but it came out rather odd, and also the lobby as well. And before we start to wrap things up a little bit, is there anything that I've not asked you that you'd like to mention at all now that you're here?
No, I think you did a great job of covering everything, and I really appreciate you inviting me on to this podcast. It's truly an honor to come on here and speak to you, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Court. I mean, it would be great to have you on more often. I do this podcast pretty much, well, majority of it by myself. I do have guests on and things, but the more you're on, fantastic. So yeah, I mean, thank you for coming on. And to listeners as well, I'm sure they appreciate, you know, hearing yourself and also a very different point of view from me. Because my crypto journey is completely different to yours. So I think, yeah, all the listeners will really, really appreciate what you've had to say as well. So the more that you can come on, fantastic. It's been great talking to you as always. Thank you very much for your time, Court.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, listeners, once again for tuning into the podcast. Please stay tuned, obviously, for the next podcast coming up. Hopefully there won't be as big a break or gaps as there have been on this one. But once again, everyone, thank you very much for tuning in. Hopefully this is not the last you'll hear from Court. Please do join the Lobby Games if you're interested. And also, I think this is the first podcast in a while where I haven't talked about the BSC News NFT, but I will talk about that on the next one, of course. Anyway, have a great day. Bye-bye.